this life. Every car tire, every roof on your house, every new apartment, every debt paid in full, every healing that you need, every victory over problems in your marriage, everything that you will ever need, God has already blessed you with. Now he's asking you to get revelation. For the things that are seen are what? Temporal, or what? Subject to change. I can take what is in the Word of God and cut off from the root what is in my life that is not supposed to be in there and replace it with the Word of God. Everything you will need is already in the promise. So I take the promise and hear it. And once I start hearing it, it then goes from my head to my heart. And once it fills up my heart, I'm ready to release my faith. And I release my faith, which is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And my faith brings it into manifestation by the power of the Holy Ghost. The inheritance that we have, it's key that we know who we are. Because if we don't know who we are, then there is an effect on the inheritance that we can receive. And the enemy has been, one of his major weapons has been ignorance. He has been trying to keep God's people ignorant of who they are. And one, by keeping them fighting among one another. You know, when he is the enemy. So as we go into this, what we said is that once you're born again, the Bible says over in Colossians, look at Colossians chapter 1, and look at verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made me a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in what? Light. Who has delivered us from the what? Power of darkness, and hath what? Translated us where? Into the kingdom of his dear Son. Have I been delivered? I said, have I been delivered from the powers of darkness? Now, where am I now? I'm in the light. I'm in the kingdom of his dear Son. So I am in the kingdom of God. Now, we found out in Luke chapter 17 that they said, Lord, show us the kingdom. When is it going to come? He said, don't look here and say lo there, for the kingdom of God is within you. He said it comes not with observation. So you can't see it. And sometimes people have had it so that they say, Pastor, you're preaching the kingdom of God. But you know, that's erroneous teaching. That hadn't come. Kingdom of God is not going to come until over there in Revelation chapter 21, when the city will come down out of God to be set up on the earth. I said, okay, that is the physical manifestation of that. But that kingdom is going to come. The one that I'm talking about has already come. It has come in its invisible state, and it has set up inside of us and can be manifested as we move in this earth. And that kingdom is so powerful that every place our foot shall tread upon, that kingdom will bring it under kingdom jurisdiction. It will cause anything in there to line up. Then Jesus got in with the disciples. He said, let us go up to the other side. They got him in the boat. He fell asleep. They start going to the other side. Here comes a storm. Here's Jesus. He was asleep on a pillow. And they start talking about him. Said, wait a minute. Wake him up. Hey, don't you care that we're about to die? He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, come on, peace be still. And there was a great calm. And then he turned to them and said, wait a minute, I don't understand. Why are you so fearful? How come you didn't use your faith? Now, what do you know can stop a storm? What do you know that you can think of? Nothing, nothing. But Jesus said that those who are with him can, Lord have mercy. They that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. You got something in you that folks who may look like you don't have in them. Clark Kent looked like just a reporter for the Daily Planet. But when trouble came, I said, when trouble came, and that which is inside of you is called potential. It's called hidden abilities. But hidden abilities that God has placed in you are not designed to come to manifestation without a demand being placed on them. If you never place a demand on your potential, you will die with it. Say amen to that. Look at the potential that's in you now. I'm not talking about what's outside. You've seen that. When I was a kid, they used to hot rod cars. You know, they get an old car, an old frame, but then they take the engine, take that block out. Then they take and put in this 442 or this 327 with these Hemis on it, or put something, and that thing starts speaking in tongues. And so forth. And let me tell you, it looked like an old car on the outside, but you lift up that hood, that boy be talking to you. I'm saying you might look like you're worn out, might look like you had a hard time in life, but just lift up your hood, because there's something under there waiting on a demand to be put on. Now, that's every one of us. And your business about, well, they don't want me over there. You know, they don't like black people. Hey, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's something else under your hood. Come on now. You might be standing up beside somebody else, but you ain't them. I mean, they might be something different than you. You've been born from somewhere else. There's something new under your hood. And where they can stop that man, they can't stop you. Because if God be for you, hey, 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 hey. So, can I keep going here just a little bit? Let's go to Proverbs, please, chapter 23, verse 7. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. I gave you a translation of that. Here it is. What he believes is where he's going to end up. So if you believe that you're a grasshopper, you're going to end up in the wilderness without your inheritance. God didn't call you a grasshopper. Say amen to this. Lord, have mercy. This is powerful stuff now. Let's turn to Isaiah 55. I've got to shift my thinking because I've been thinking like other folk who were where I was before I got changed. Well, I got to shift my thinking. I'm not no longer a problem. I'm a problem solver. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts and your thoughts. What are we saying there? You cannot separate what you're thinking from how you're living. I could look at your life and tell you what you're thinking. Has come all the way over. 3 John, verse 1. The eldest of the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in what? Health. Keep going. Even as thy soul prospers. All right, here's what we said about it. Now, remember this. These are laws for us. God never blesses you beyond your mental capacity. Okay? You and I are the seed, this earth, as our inheritance. And the saving of every soul as our responsibility. That's what we're supposed to see. Now let's go to Genesis chapter 13, please. And let's go all the way down to verse 14. And the Lord said to Abram, after that Lot has been was separated from him, lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you what? Verse 15. For all the land which thou what?
Seest.
To thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. So, if you can see it, you can have it. Let's turn that around. If you can't see it, you don't get it. That's kind of interesting here, because you got to see something with God. But the thing that you got to see is the invisible. Say amen to this. So Abraham had to see something. Look at Genesis chapter 15. Let me know when you get there. Verse 3. And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came in him, saying, this shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels of body, he'll be your heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, now look now toward heaven, and tell the stars if you be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Which is see something. Now, here's Abraham, and God calls him to take Isaac and go offer him up. Genesis 22, go over there. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt or prove Abraham, and he said to him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here am I, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, who you love and lovest, and get unto the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon the mountains, which I will tell you of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled a donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he clave the wood for the burnt offering, and he rose up and went into the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his what? Eyes. And what? And what? And what? And saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to the young men, now you stay here with the donkey. I and the lad are going up to worship, and we'll be back again. Now, wait a minute. Didn't God just tell him to offer up his son? Oh, come on now. Didn't God just tell him to offer this boy up? But wait a minute now. Why would he tell them we're going to be back? Come on now. He saw something, didn't he? All right, let's look at what Jesus preached. Come over to John chapter 8, please. I'm telling you the reason why a lot of God's people haven't been gotten their inheritance, because they haven't taken time to see anything. Look what it says here in John chapter 8. Look at verse 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was what? Glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and how hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Now, I want to let you know you've been born from the fourth dimension. You weren't born in the three dimension. That was your first birth. Your second birth, the main birth, the spiritual birth, was born from your father. And you were born in that fourth dimension. You were born in the spiritual dimension. You are more spirit than you are natural. You are not having a spiritual experience in this natural body, but you're having a natural experience in this spiritual condition. Say amen to this. Now, I'm saying this because we, because of the fall, are looking at our body and thinking that that's all there is. And that is not true. But what you got to do is realize that Abraham saw something. And because he saw something, God was able to do something. Because he will never bless you beyond your mental capacities. I'm saying if you go to Hebrews now, and don't slow me down. Hebrews chapter 11, please. And over in Hebrews chapter 11, I'll start reading at verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to do what to him? Raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a what? Figure. He didn't go up on the mountain sad. Everything God's going to do for you, he's already done. Come on. The Bible says in Isaiah, put it up there, please. In Isaiah 46 and verse 9, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there's none else. I am God and there's none like me. Next verse. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. God declares the end from when?
The end.
Come on, help me now. He declares the end from when?
The beginning.
Everything he's going to do for your life, he's already done. I said, everything God's going to do for your life, he's already done. Get this. And he's put it up in the eternal. Why in the eternal? Because there is no time. It can exist right there until you have time for it. And I'm telling you that once you come back up to the fourth dimension, you're coming to get your stuff. And when you go to get your stuff, you can take a glimpse. You can, Lord have mercy. You see, the Bible says Enoch was the, what, fifth from Adam or somebody, and he looked up and saw Jesus coming back with 10,000 saints. Well, if that didn't exist, he couldn't have seen it. I'm telling you, when Eve sinned and Adam sinned, the Bible says their eyes were open. Well, their eyes were open all the time. That's how they saw the fruit. But what he's saying is their spiritual eyes shut. And the natural eyes became dominant. Say amen to that. But when Jesus came, he not only got your saying back, he got your seeing back. Because now you can see things that other folk can't see. Paul said it like this. While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. Folks, if you could see how you're going to come out, if they're going to give you $15 million to fight Mike Tyson, to go in that ring for one round and fight him, and you can see that you can dance around and he'll never hit you, you don't have no problem going in there. You'll go in there and be passing around. Say amen to that. The reason why, listen, folks, when you can see things, it takes away the anxiety. It takes away the struggle. It takes away all the unbelief because you can see where you're going. Folks, I didn't have it. When I started preaching, I was preaching, taking my own chairs, putting them out on the lawn in the government housing project. Nobody sitting there. I got a little speaker, a little microphone, and I'm preaching like a house of fire because I could see 10,000. But look what it did. As far as you can see, I'm going to give it to you. If you can see it, I'm going to give it to you. Your house is there. Now see it. Your healing is there. Now see it. What Paul said, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. And Paul's job, and to make all men what? See what is the fellowship, come on, of the mystery. That's what Paul came to do. He came to get your spiritual eyes activated again. He came to make it so that you could see your inheritance. And folks, once you see your inheritance, you see what the devil done stole. The devil stole your healing. Come on now. The devil stole that marriage. Come on now. The devil caused your kids to get incarcerated. Come on now. The devil stole that tuition money. But once you can see it, you're going to get it back. Because this is the year of God's favor. He's saying to you, I want you to pursue. I want you to overtake. I want you to recover everything that was stolen. Because I'm giving it back to you. And I'm going to start right now. Praise God in heaven. Yes, sir. Last place. Ephesians chapter 1. Come on, can you see that new husband? See that? Come on now. Folks, they got everything already there. All right, let's just do this. Look at Ephesians now. Boy. It's already there. Say it's already there. Where did I tell you to turn? Lord have mercy. Your victory is already won. Come on, you going through a court battle right now, you got the victory. I said you got the victory. Mm-hmm. Somebody stole some money from you, they going to have to repay it right now, because this is the year of vengeance and recompense. This is the year they're going to pay your money back to you. Matter of fact, I decree it right now. Your money is coming back within 30 days. It's coming back to you right now. I said, well, how can you say that? Listen at me. Your money is coming back in 30 days. I got my saying back. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is going to bless us. No, that's not what that says. That's past tense. The action has already been completed. Has blessed us with how many spiritual blessings? All spiritual blessings where? In Christ. Now, here's the key. Every kingdom blessing is always first spiritual. And then it is delivered to you practically. It is always first spiritual. Now, if I know that the blessing is always first spiritual, then I'm going to have to receive it. And it takes a spiritual man to access spiritual blessing. Look what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual. I couldn't. This is Paul talking. Now, I couldn't speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as to babes in Christ. For I fed you with milk and not with meat. And hitherto were you not able to bear it. Neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal. For wherein there is among you what? Envy. Keep going. Strife. Keep going. Division. Cliques. Racism. All that mess. Are you not carnal and walk as what?
Men.
What does the Amplified say?
Mere
men. So your portion of your inheritance does not just drop into your lap. You're going to have to press. I said you're going to have to press. Notice Jesus had to press in Mark chapter 3. Notice what they did. They came to him, and the Bible says even his friends came, and they were going to come. Ooh, Lee, let me just show you that. Praise God. Come on, say, I'm going to press. Look at Mark chapter 3 real quick. Mark chapter 3. Look at verse 21. And when his friends heard of it, heard all he was doing, they went out to lay hold on him, for they had said, he is what? Besides, what's another name for that? Crazy. He lost his mind. Now, wait a minute. These are people who didn't know him. These are some folk who knew him. Who were these? These are friends. These are same people that you grew up with that when you start talking funny, they said you done lost your mind. When you start talking about, I believe I've received my new automobile debt-free, he done lost his mind. When you limping and you say, I believe that I'm healed, you done lost your mind. When you now 60 years old and say, I'm going to get me a husband. I'm going to get me a husband. Oh, she done lost her mind. Come on now. When you 16 years old and say, I'm going to start my own business. He done lost his mind. I'm telling you right now, it's going to take you into a place where you're going to have to press, because your friends going to think that maybe you done lost your mind. He done been down there with Bill Winston down there, and he done taught him all that strange stuff. But let me tell you, if you do it,
and you limping, pretty soon you're going to start straightening up. You're going to see. They're going to see this stuff works. Lord have mercy. How about the woman with the issue of blood? The Bible said, for she said, if I can just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Now understand, her husband probably said, why are you saying that? How are you just going to touch somebody's clothes and be whole? Notice, she could see something that he couldn't see. I'm saying in your own household, it might be folk who can't see what you can see, but don't back off. Press. Praise God. It's time for you to get your inheritance. And the Bible said she hit that crowd and pressed her way. She said, get out of the way. Y'all just messing around. Let me touch the man of God. When she did, virtue flowed. She got healed. Her inheritance was there, and so is yours. And it's coming to you right now. Give the Lord a praise. It's coming to you right now. But you going to have to press. Where the devil's trying to talk you out of it, press. When the devil tells you you can't make it, press. When he tells you you don't have enough education, press. When he tells you that your people don't like you anymore, press. When he tells you it ain't the right season, press. It doesn't make any difference because it's yours and you can have it right.
So everything you'll need in this life, every car tire, every roof on your house, every new apartment, every debt paid in full, every healing that you need, every victory over problems in your marriage, everything that you will ever need, God has already blessed you with. Now he's asking you to get revelation. For the things that are seen are what? Temporal or what? Subject to change. I can take what is in the Word of God and cut off from the root what is in my life that is not supposed to be in there and replace it with the Word of God. Everything you will need is already in the promise. So I take the promise and hear it. And once I start hearing it, it then goes from my head to my heart. And once it fills up my heart, I'm ready to release my faith. And I release my faith, which is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And my faith brings it into manifestation by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Live independent of this world and stand up as a witness of the Almighty God with Dr. Bill Winston's 4-disc series entitled Partnering with the Invisible. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org.